The drive-by shooting has increased tensions on the West Bank. Three Palestinians, including a three-month-old boy, were killed yesterday near the West Bank town of Hebron. The shooting brought condemnations from the United States, Palestinian officials, and Israeli leaders. Palestinians say the incident shows the urgent need for international observers in the occupied territories. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
Seven members of the Temezi family from the West Bank village of Idna were squeezed into their car traveling home late last night. Two of the young men, 22-year-old Mohammed Salama and 20-year-old Mohammed Hilmi, had both gotten married just last week. Suddenly, bullets raked the car, killing the two young men, as well as three-month-old Dia Temezi, the youngest person to die in 10 months of Israeli-Palestinian violence. The four other passengers, including Mohammed Salama's 16-year-old bride, were seriously injured. A shadowy group of Jewish settlers calling itself the Committee for Safety on the Roads immediately took responsibility for the attack. Police say a car with Israeli license plates lay in wait for a car with Palestinian plates and opened fire. The Israelis then ran an army roadblock and fled into Israel. Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon condemned the attack and said Israel will do whatever is necessary to catch the perpetrators. The shooting also raises questions about the existence of an anti-Arab Jewish underground in the West Bank. Security officials last week said they knew of at least one extremist Jewish cell they believe were responsible for the murders of two Palestinians in the last few months. Nabil Abu Rudaina, an aide to Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat, said the Palestinian Authority holds Israel responsible for the killings. He appealed to the international community to immediately send observers to the region. Israel and the Palestinians agreed to a U.S.-brokered ceasefire last month. The violence declined for a short period of time. But in the past week, there has been a sharp upsurge in shooting incidents as well as a suicide bombing in Israel. Just hours before yesterday's attack, the group of eight foreign ministers meeting in Italy called on Israel and the Palestinians to accept outside monitors. Ra'anan Gissin, a spokesman for Prime Minister Sharon, says Israel continues to oppose international monitors.
Under the guise and protection of these forces, the Palestinians could easily continue to launch terrorist activity and attacks, as they've been doing all along, but with greater impunity, knowing very well that we will not clash with the monitors or with international observers. So the utility of international forces is dependent very much on the extent to which there is a ceasefire in place.
And, says Gissin, it's obvious that there has never been a truce with the Palestinians. But Israel's defense minister says Israel may have no choice now but to accept observers. Speaking on Israel radio, Benjamin Ben-Eliezer said that if observers are forced on Israel, he could live with the presence of American monitors, preferably from the CIA. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.